Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely amazing day today. A lot of stuff going on, really crazy stuff going on, but other than that, it's still a blessed day down here in Florida at Health Masters. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin doing absolutely great, but not as good as Jesse Smollett's doing. You know, a few months ago when all this stuff started, I told you there'll be no justice for this guy. He's going to walk on all of this, and all of a sudden they charge him with 16 felony counts. And I thought, okay, all right, I guess the unbelievably corrupt Chicago machine hasn't gotten involved yet. He may actually be going to jail. And, of course, now all his charges have been dropped. His record has been wiped clean. I guess being friends with the transgender Michelle Obama and Obama, you know, the gay Obama, and him being gay, they basically decided that they're not going to do anything to him. And less than 2 weeks after Empire actor Jesse Smollett pleaded not guilty to 16 counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly lying to police about a hate crime, prosecutors have dropped the charges in the case. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of doing what I was accused of. I mean, the evidence is all there. Smollett said, I guess he may not be his mother's son. Smollett said after the prosecutors dropped all the charges, I'd like nothing more than to get back to work and move on with my life and make no mistakes. I will always continue to fight for the justice, equality, and the betterment of marginalized people everywhere, with him making $100,000 an episode on his little show. So now he'll basically be making a whole lot more money, so he'll be able to have his name out there. He'll probably soon be running for Congress and soon be doing everything he wants to do with his little wretched life, because he's been chosen as one of the chosen ones. And you know, today it was so funny, Austin. I was looking at Breitbart. Remember, Breitbart basically was basically pushed through the Rothschild organization. It's a Rothschild-controlled news site. And when Breitbart decided to wake up and do something different and start telling the truth about what he had, he suddenly found himself very, very dead. May he rest in peace. But what's interesting about this is, think about this for a second. Just look at this. Look at the players. What we have found ourselves in the United States and on the planet, we have found ourselves in this giant movie set. I guess that's our hologram we're in. And we've got a group of actors and actresses that play the roles that they've been designed, programmed, and paid to play. Now, what does that mean? Well, look at it. Schiff still believes undoubtedly there is collusion, okay? Player in the deal. Okay, Jeff Zuckerman, no regrets on CNN's like host, you know. Chicago Mayor Emanuel, okay? On Smollett, is there no decency in this? Now, Emanuel is one of the most corrupt politicians in the history of the planet, and he's talking about decency. I mean, this is all a giant beta test psychop that's being done to us to control the narrative. I guarantee you they've got groups of people who work just to release these news stories the way they release them. Now they're saying that Barbara Bush was really not a Republican. She's a Democrat. Of course she's a Democrat. She's pro-abortion. I know Barbara Bush. I knew her before she died. I did a bunch of seminars with her back in the 90s, and she was always very kind to me. I'm not going to say anything bad about what she said to me, but later on, you have people like Dave Hodges, whom I respect very highly, who said she's Aleister Crowley's daughter, and all of the numbers punched together that could have actually happened. So all of this stuff is just all obfuscation. Here we have these people that are dead, like Michael Jackson. Got to keep the narrative going. We have these people that are dead, like Barbara Bush, got to keep the narrative going. These people that are dead, like Bush Sr., got to keep the narrative going. But notice, they never talk about Prescott Bush and him trying to hire Schmedley Butler to basically do a coup against the United States in 1933 and throw out the duly elected president, FDR, who was a communist. I will admit that. But remember, these were the Bushes were basically Nazi sympathizers. And they were, in fact, Prescott Bush was friends with Hitler. And so you have to, as was Henry Ford. And so, you know, the thing that people don't understand is that Hitler was a monster in the end, from the drugs that were induced, the paranoia, the frenzy that he was in. All of the stuff they've told us that happened. A lot of it did, not all of it. But the thing about it is that, you know, we don't realize that, you know, he brought the Autobahn system to Germany. He rebuilt the economy in Germany, and he got rid of the Federal Reserve Bank in Germany. Now, I'm not a Hitler fan. I'm not a pro-Hitler guy. You know, but the reality is that everything that happened positively in the 30s in Germany has been swept under the rug. And so we're taught to believe and told to believe certain different types of things. Like, you know, all of this stuff, German migration head, asylum application numbers are too high. Judicial Watch uncovers more classified emails than Hillary's server. Here we go. We can't let Hillary go. They spent way too much money making her a primary player in all of this. And so much of this story is just, it's just to continue the narrative. It's just to keep everything going the way they want to go. Senate votes down the Green New Resident New Deal, 0-57, with Alexander the bartender, which is nothing wrong with being a bartender if you're not saved. Basically, they basically vote down this deal 0-57. Now, I got to stop for a second. I just said something. Why would I say there's nothing wrong with being a bartender if you're not saved? Why would I say something like that? Well, it's not necessarily that you can't be saved and be a bartender. I didn't say that. But among them be ye separate, just not the unclean thing. The problem that you have is like there's nothing wrong with hanging out with drug dealers if you're a Christian, if you're not a drug dealer or a drug user. It doesn't work that way with Christianity. This is that Christianity that's been promoted from the churches now, this inclusive Christianity. Hey, it doesn't make any difference. You know, you can just do what you want to do and repent later, or you can hang out with the heathen. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says a bad company corrupts good character. So if you're going to do that, and that's your profession and you get saved, you may want to go ahead and work on finding something else you can do for a profession rather than being involved with the type of individuals that you have to be involved in if you're having to deal with drugs and alcoholics. You say, well, I'm eyewitness to these people on a regular basis. Okay, I got that. I can understand that. But think through all of this stuff. You've got to be very, very, very careful of what you choose for a profession. And again, I'm not saying that you can't be saved and work in that profession, but there may be a better way to get through your life than doing that. We've got a friend who basically was a blackjack dealer. She's a Christian, and now she's working at a casino. And this girl's a Christian, you know, was raised as a Christian and fell sideways and started, got this job, started making good money. And now she's still working there, but now she's in administration. I mean, ask yourself a question. Do I want to support a lifestyle that leads to addiction, gambling, loss, alcoholism, drug abuse, or do I want to do something else with my life? That's the only question you got to ask yourself. So I'm not trying to judge anybody here because I can guarantee you there are Christians right now listening or who know people who are Christians who are involved in certain types of entertainment groups like gambling or et cetera, running in bars or bartending, because a lot of bartenders make really good money. But guys, think through it for a second. Isn't there something else you could rather do? And there's something else you could rather be focused on with Christ? Because quite frankly, if you hang around bad people long enough, I knew a lady years ago, good lady, good husband, and she started, they opened a bar. And she ended up in a situation where she started taking drugs because people in the bar were giving her drugs. And before long, she turned into a, well, to be frank with you guys, turned into a crack hoe. And you think, well, how'd that happen to her? I don't know. Bad choices, bad people, bad company. So don't allow yourself to be put into a situation where you think all of this stuff is going to be okay. We don't want that. We try to do the best you can to live a life dedicated to God for a godly purpose. But they've got a picture of Alex Cortez here crying because her incredibly insane Green Deal has zero votes. Lindsey Graham, our gay senator who claims to be Republican on gun confiscation laws, and he goes, every right has its limits. Oh, it does? Okay, well, they sure didn't put that in our Constitution. And then, you know, it just, then Schweitzer, legions more evidence against Hillary world, but only Trump gets investigated. And it just, this goes on and on and on and on how they basically write this stuff. And, you know, remember The Empire Strikes Back, okay, that's the name of that movie? Now we have Empire Star Strikes Back. Vows for a justice and equality after charges are dropped. I mean, all of this stuff. No, I'm sorry, Austin. I'm reading this morning. I just started laughing. And I started thinking, it's all a show. It's just a show. It's just a game. They don't mean – the guys who run Breitbart, the guys who run Drudge, they don't talk about the rebuilding of the Third Temple and the return of the Messiah and a thousand-year reign. They don't talk about any of that stuff. They don't talk about any of this stuff as far as the Masonic Lodge is doing this or the Masonic Lodge is doing that. They don't talk about the stuff we talk about on the show. They talk about all of the, quote, mainstream fodder, which is used for bread and circuses for the masses. when Smollett had all of his charges wiped clean, I mean expunged, yesterday, that's what they're going to do, I just started laughing. And I said, well, there may be justice in a few places around the United States, but there is no justice in Chicago. And quite frankly, this is absolutely troubling to anybody in America who believes the rule of law still applies. What do you think, Austin?
Very well said. No doubt about it. I've seen the same thing all over the place right now. I mean, this, it really is clear cut now. I mean, we have an individual that engaged in faking a hate crime in order to incite more civil unrest against Trump supporters. We have both of the individuals that were the only people on the street at the time of the alleged attack when they were basically brought in by police. They said everything in unison in different rooms exactly what they did, including having, if I'm not mistaken, either a check stub or a wire transfer or a transfer for the $3,500. They admitted all this stuff, including the ones, they were the ones that put the threat, the death threat in the mail to him a week before that. They admitted to everything, and they were the only people at the scene on any CCTV cameras in the area at the time, and they admitted to everything. Flat out. So, dude, we did it all. We don't want to go to jail. We want immunity. We'll tell you everything we did. And then all of a sudden yesterday, with literally, by the way, zero explanation from the prosecutors, zero evidence. They didn't have something come out and say, well, we have this new evidence now. Five people were actually in the woods having a beer, and they all came forward now and said, that's not what happened. We witnessed it all. We have video footage on our phone of the incident, and it wasn't the two brothers. We can guarantee that now. We have proof. It wasn't any of that. They literally came out yesterday and said, we're dropping all 16 felony charges. Everything's dismissed. Everything's washed. Nothing to see here. Just go on. The reason why is exactly what Dad just said. This kid, this Smollett idiot, as I'm going to put that lightly there, was paid to do this. If he wasn't paid to do this, he was told to do this. Remember, he's got photo after photo after photo with the Obamas. I mean, you can look it online. I mean, there's all these photos, him hanging out with him in the White House with him, him this and that, shaking hands, hanging out, blah, 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 photo ops everywhere. He's buddy-buddies with Barack and Obama, and Michelle. So he was already set up to do this. Somebody at the higher end already said, listen, this is something we need you to do. This is something we'll make sure you're covered. Nothing's going to happen to you, we promise. Everything's good. Do exactly what we tell you. And so pretty much now they've come in and said, okay, listen, this is what's going to happen. All these charges are getting dropped now. And I have no idea what type of weird, convoluted, shady blackmail backdoor deal they did to get all this stuff dropped. But I can tell you who is mad about this. The law enforcement, the detectives that were actually involved in this thing from the very beginning. I guarantee you they are livid about this. Hence why none of them have been able to make a statement on anything. They had Rahm Emanuel come out and say, this is a whitewash of justice. I can't believe this has happened. Shame on them, shame on them, shame on them. As Dad said, this guy's one of the most corrupt political figures in the entire United States, much less Chicago. So what he says doesn't hold much merit with me at all. But another news story that is getting almost zero attention in the mainstream media and is not on Breitbart, nor is it on Drudge, is the fact that New York County, Rockland County, yesterday just declared an emergency over the measles outbreak, and they have now banned anyone under the age of 18 who is not vaccinated from going out to any public places such as malls and churches. Those who violate the law will face charges, they are saying now. This is one of the most drastic measures ever seen in U.S. history. Mr. Day, Ed Day, who is basically the executive of Rockland County, went on to say that this is the first such effort of this kind nationally. The emergency ban is clearly targeted towards parents of unvaccinated children. As he goes on to say, and I quote, parents will be held accountable if they are found to be in violation of the state emergency act. And the focus of this effort is on the parents of these children. We are urging them once again now with the authority of the law to get your children vaccinated. Mr. Day, after multiple questions, tried to downplay fear of police checkpoints and random checks
checks for vaccine status, but he also stated that any parent found not to be in compliance with this order will be referred to the district attorney's office for prosecution. He goes on to say, if we have a situation where it comes to our attention that a parent is willingly, knowingly not allowing their children to be vaccinated under this emergency order, it will be referred to the district attorney. Then he goes on to say, this is about encouraging people, not punishing people. There will be no law enforcement or deputy sheriffs asking for your vaccination records. That is ridiculous. Then he goes on to say that the health department has been going door to door calling homes within the community in an effort to deal with this issue. He said our inspectors have begun to meet increasing resistance from those they are trying to contact. Our health inspectors have been hung up on and told not to call again. They've also been told we're not discussing this and do not come back when visiting the homes of individuals as part of their investigation. This kind of response is not acceptable and frankly irresponsible, he goes on to say. The health department and the county executive are now discussing introducing legislation that would make the ban permanent in Rock County, New York. During the question period of the news conference, someone asked a question about the possibility of legal challenges to the ban based on religious exemption. As most people know, New York is one state in the U.S. that allows religious exemptions to vaccines by law. Same thing down here in Florida. Mr. Day was adamant about his reply. First of all, let's be clear about something. There is no religious exemption to this order. I am a Christian, and I know nothing in my religion that says there is an issue, which is ironic because he's now sitting here basically claiming he's a Christian, but he's now demanding that people be forcibly vaccinated or they have the full brunt of the law dropped upon them. So apparently the county does not plan on honoring New York State legal religious exemptions. When confronted with more specific questions about the MMR vaccine, such as one person who asked if the MMR vaccine was the correct strain of measles currently being found in the community, Mr. Day chose to criticize those who had suffered from vaccine injuries, claiming a higher moral ground for the greater good. I go on to say, and I quote, Mr. Day said, if you are going to People's Magazine and Jenny McCarthy for your medical advice, you seriously need to start reexamining your life. There's a risk in everything. Could there have been a child or a few children who have been compromised by a vaccine? Of course, there could have been. But there's something called the greater good here. Society has to come to an understanding at some point that we have a responsibility to the greater good of the community. Several other county officials joined Ed Day at the press conference, including Rockland County Social Services, who oversees Child Protective Services. So we're on to ask the question here that nobody has answered. Does this mean parents will face losing their children to CPS if they refuse to vaccinate their children? That question has not yet been answered. So we have something that's been unprecedented in this country before. We now have a county in the United States that is banning anyone under the age of 18 from going out to any public place whatsoever because they're saying that there's a measles epidemic, that the unvaccinated population is essentially spreading, and they define any public place is intended for more than 10 people. So any bus, any school, any restaurant, any mall, any church, any place that congregates more than 10 people is considered a public place, which essentially bans your children from going anywhere, pretty much outside of your house, outside of your yard, outside of your private property. That's about it. So people ask if I was a little off tilt yesterday when I was discussing UPS coupling with Merck to start helping nurses come to your house so they could ship packages all over the country so they can vaccinate people? No, I think I was spot on. And now we have this happening in New York. This is a clear-cut example, and in my opinion, a beta test to see what's going to happen. The irony of this is what I already talked about at the Harvard High School again yesterday and today, is that even the principal of the school blatantly said that there were 18 students in the school who had not contracted whooping cough and were not vaccinated. The children in the school that were not vaccinated were not contracting whooping cough, but all the children that had been vaccinated were contracting whooping cough, yet he still blamed it on the children that were unvaccinated, saying that they were silent carriers for whooping cough, but they never contracted it. It's anybody else see the irony of this here, that all the children that seem to be contracting measles as well have had the measles vaccine? Now they're doing a witch hunt for all the kids that don't have measles now in New York, that haven't been vaccinated and don't have measles, is doing a witch hunt, scapegoating them and saying, those are the ones who are causing the measles epidemic. We need to charge them. We need to find their parents. We need to send them to the prosecuting attorney. We will not allow this type of freedom to run amok in this country now. Really crazy stuff. And again, exactly what Dad said, Drudge, Breitbart, almost every mainstream media outlet has not covered this. If they have, the ones that I have seen are super biased and saying this is essentially for the greater good, and they're going out and taking snippets of the segment and making it sound like it's for the betterment of society up there in New York, Dad.
You know, Austin, when I read this article, I saw this, you know, it's almost like I wanted to go out and scream out, run out the front door and yell, told you so, told you so. I mean, they told me years ago, and I mentioned this to you guys a few weeks ago when I had all you guys get vaccine exemptions. They said, if there's ever an outbreak, your children will be quarantined. And I'm like, whatever, you know, because, you know, they won't be allowed in school. And I'm like, whatever, you know, I mean, and then I said to them, I said, why will there be an outbreak if everybody else has been immunized? So I said to them, and they couldn't answer it, and that's exactly what it is. The children who are immunizing, who've been immunized because they're shedding these things or basically causing themselves to come back down with these different diseases. See, mumps and chickenpox and measles and all these things were just a rite of passage if you're 60 years of age right now. We all had all these diseases back in the 50s and the 60s, and I know a few people got sick. The chickenpox were kind of the pits because you had little scabs everywhere, but they all went away, and then you have a lifetime immunity to it. The vaccines don't create immunity to these diseases. I mean, you lose your immunity after a few years or a few months after doing it, but you compromise your immune system. And we've talked about this so many times. It's just that there's so much money being made in vaccines. In addition to that, nobody's asking about the neurological damage being done to our young children. The other day when we were down at a hotel in Sarasota, I noticed all these young kids coming out of the hotel rooms, and they were unable to engage, almost like they were slightly autistic. They were withdrawn, and they were focused on their cell phones, and they were walking around in a stupor. And you know what the reality is here? It's not the mercury, because that's been taken out of pretty much all the shots except for the flu shots. It's the aluminum. The aluminum, when done with animal studies with mammals, like with monkeys, the monkeys can no longer relate to each other. They can't look at each other in the eye. They can't really communicate anymore. They start exhibiting these same withdrawal symptoms that you have when you inject aluminum, which is an adjuvant in these vaccines, and still in the child's vaccines, because it causes neurological damage. It causes neural entanglement in the brain. It's one of the primary factors of Alzheimer's disease. It can go through the blood-brain barrier. You know, that's one of the reasons that we developed a magnesium brain food, because it actually helps to basically pull aluminum back out of the system. I mean, it's so important that you realize that, you know, it's not about the vaccinations. It's about the profits that are being made from vaccinations and creating a servile race of humans that just sit there and do what they're told to do. They don't want a bunch of Austin and Ted Browers running around, or Doug and Joe Hagmans running around, or Dave Hodges especially running around. I mean, they don't want people out there, or Steve Quayles running around. They don't want any of us out there running around. You know, Robert David Steele's in a nightmare for these guys. I mean, they don't want any of these guys running around talking about what's going on and telling the truth. Why? Because they're doing all they can to brainwash the masses. Look at the new opiate epidemic we have in the United States. We're basically having the opium wars like they had in China with Great Britain, trying to get the entire populace of China addicted to opiates. I mean, it actually happened, guys. Look it up. You know, to control them. Right now, Reuters reported this, which is the Rothschild organization. OxyContin maker Purdue reaches a $270 million settlement. Now, why'd they reach a settlement for $270 million? Purdue has reportedly settled a lawsuit by the state of Oklahoma, which accused them of fueling the opioid abuse epidemic, which is absolutely true. On Tuesday, people familiar with the matter told Reuters that Purdue Pharma, and the Sackler family, who is another, these are guys like crawled out of hell, basically, who will be paid more of $250 million to the state of Oklahoma for the marketing of their painkillers, including telling people they really weren't addictive, they really weren't bad for you. And I mean, it's ridiculous what they did. Now remember, these guys have made tens of billions of dollars. It's almost like $35, $40, $50 billion, you get real numbers on this. So are they going to really be upset if they've made $35 billion because they've got to pay out $270 million, which is like a, what is that, less than 1%? I mean, this is crazy how they're going to, this is how these guys look at this. I'm going to go ahead and sell this product, set it up behind a corporate shield, make all these claims about this product, cause all these health problems with the product, because I can make $35 billion and I've got to pay out, you know, 1% back to $270 billion, and I'll keep the 99% in profit, or, of course, they have their overhead associated with all that. But here's the thing. They don't care. They really don't care they've done this. Now, I'm going to say something here. I'm going to go off the record here for 1 second. This is my opinion. I personally am curious about these Sabbatean Kabbalists and these Luciferians who start these corporations, and they're funded by probably another Rothschild or another cutout, and they promote and fuel the opioid epidemic. Remember, the total sale of heroin in the United States now is over $1 trillion a year, 1.5 trillion. We have 100 square miles of crops, not 100 acres, 1,000 square miles, 1,000 square miles of poppy being grown in Afghanistan. They don't talk about that on Breitbart. They don't talk about that on Drudge. They don't talk about the 10,000 metric tons coming in through the CIA lily pad bases around the world being brought to the drug organizations and to the mafiosa families in the United States to send this stuff out into the streets, which they started back in the 30s and 40s. They don't talk about that. See, so what we have to think is ask ourselves a question. How many of these families that are involved with Big Pharma? I'm not saying this is happening. Just a question. How many of these families that are involved with Big Pharma and getting people addicted to opiates are getting kickbacks on the $1.5 trillion? There's a question for you. I mean, how much money do they have to make? How much of this money is being put in the Swiss accounts for these guys? How much is this thing on the side? And then I got to ask these guys a question. You know, you guys are billionaires. Do you really need more money? I mean, how much money is enough? So then you have to ask yourself the question. It's not about the money. It's about the enslavement. It's about creating the opium wars in the United States to enslave the population. We've got tens of millions of people now, more, that are awake as far as alternative news, that are addicted to heroin and opiates and other types of over-the-counter prescription and illegal drugs. I mean, tens of millions. I mean, are you kidding? No, those are the numbers. And so you have to ask yourself a question. What in the world have we done in this country? Well, we've enslaved the masses into drugs like the Chinese opium wars. And these are the numbers they give us. It could be much higher than this. All I know is this. You get out here on the highway and you see how people drive, half of them have to be on drugs. They have to be on drugs. I mean, I sit there in the car going, I'm driving the other day on 33 coming out of Groveland, two-lane road. And I'm driving like 65 miles an hour. I've got two cars in front of me. I got three cars behind me. And we're all just sitting there. And we've got cars coming towards us. And some woman in a Chevy passes me. Yeah, I'm in the pickup truck. And all the cars coming towards us are hitting the median. They're going into the road shoulder. And she's plowing her way through the middle of everybody. And she doesn't even slow down. She puts about six cars on the ditch on the left-hand side, puts me in the ditch because I was afraid we were going to have a head-on collision ahead of us. And I'm in the ditch, 60 miles an hour, slamming on my brakes, trying not to lose control of the truck. She's just going, passing two more cars and just running 100 miles an hour just down the road. Now, one of two things is going on. Either she's drugged or she's having some type of emergency. And either way, she's going to have a real emergency. She causes an eight-car pileup, and she dies on a head-on collision. I mean, this is insanity. So you think to yourself, they can't be this bad of drivers. They can't be. There's no way on God's green earth that these people can be this bad of a driver. These people are drugged out of their minds. And that's the sad part about it, Austin. We get these people out there that think they can just go out there after they get stoned out of their mind and just drive down the road, and everything's supposed to be okay. And guys, the thing about it is, this is why we have so many people out there that are being killed by these people on these head-on collisions, and all these women who started this Mothers Against Drug Drivers and all this other stuff. Why? Because this stuff is for real, and these guys are getting addicted to it, and they're driving on our roads. They're amongst us. They breathe. They live. They breed. Breathe and breed. B-R-E-E-D and B-R-E-A-T-H. Breathe and breed. I mean, it's unbelievable. Another study. New article on diapers and menstrual pads are laced with toxic chemicals. I'm not going to read this. This is a pretty good article. You can pull it up online. But the reality is they have a lot of VOCs on them, volatile organic carbons. They can actually be absorbed through the body. And you need to stay away. If you're going to be using menstrual pads and tampons, something we all really want to talk about, and diapers, make sure you get the organic ones. They don't have all these different chemicals in them. That's very, very important. Another article says magnesium is like our magnesium brain food, puts psychiatric drugs to shame for depression. Powerful clinical study shows that pennies worth of magnesium a day provides an effective, safe, affordable alternative to dangerous and relatively ineffective pharmaceutical antidepressants. I thought that was a really good study. I have that posted on the Health Masters website. You guys can read it. And then here's another one. I love this one. It's also posted. Dangerous placebos. The depressing thing about antidepressants is that they're placebos with horrible side effects, including suicide. Remember, these serotonin reuptake inhibitors have all kinds of horrible side effects, and many of the studies show they're simply giving you a placebo effect. In other words, you're taking this drug because you think you're depressed. Now you think you feel better, but now you're in just stupor because of the drug. You have no idea how you really feel anyhow, and on top of that, you can get depressed and kill yourself. Even worse, they cause gastrointestinal problems, liver toxicity, weight gain, diabetes, sexual dysfunction, osteoporosis, eye diseases, and, of course, suicide. Guys, you know, it's amazing to me that these drugs – but remember, though, it says in the book of Revelation that these guys, these sorcerers, like the guy who used to be – his name was Gottlieb, and he was head of the MK Ultra program. They called him the Black Sorcerer. We've talked about him on the show before. That these sorcerers are all going to end up going to hell for all their pushing of the drugs. This is what they've been doing, guys, for thousands and thousands of years. It hasn't changed. It calls about the book of Revelation. This is what they do. They get people addicted to these drugs, and they become slaves to them. And it's really, really sad to me that this kind of stuff continues going on and on and on. What do you think, Oz?
No, there's no doubt about it. It's been used as a tool, and it's being continually used as a tool in conjunction with all the other toxic elements that we warn about on the show all the time. That's why it's so important to do the best you can to stay out of that medical industrial complex unless you absolutely have to go in. And if you do, understand what you're doing, and also, as we have said so many times, get multiple opinions. There's so many options out there, and there's so many different ways you can go, and especially the natural route. That's why I tell people all the time, especially when I used to talk to people on the phone all day long before we were doing the show. I mean, I was, if you guys remember this back in the day, I mean, I was here at Health Masters every day on the phone talking to people, trying to help them out with nutrition and health. And that's what I always told people is give the supplement approach at least 60 to 90 days. If that's worst case scenario, you don't get what you want out of it, okay, you got the medical approach. But what we have done now is generationally we have brainwashed the kids and the parents, and it's just gone down the line, into believing that the only thing you can do is go to the doctor. My health's not my responsibility. I don't have to take care of myself. I just go to the doctor. Doctor takes care of me. I got a problem, he gives me a pill, it fixes it, I'm done. And so for years now, that ideology, as incorrect as it is, has been given down over and over and over. So now we have these generations that now currently, I mean, we're the most obese country in the world. We're the unhealthiest country in the world. We have the highest death rate in the world. I mean, we have the highest pharmaceutical rate in the world, usage in the world. All these things are not an accident. They've all been used specifically to throw the United States into a tither, to drop us on our head, because the United States was the greatest country in the world. I still believe it can be, and it still has a ton of potential, but they're intentionally killing the entire cognitive functioning, the idea, the aspect, the ability to think freely, the aspect of being able to be self-sufficient. That's what I told so many people before. I said, don't rely on anybody else, especially the government, to take care of you. The ideology of self-sufficient is gone. Self-sufficiency is gone now in this country. It's sad. It's true. Majority of the population has no idea how to function on their own more than a day or two. That's it. After a day or two, people freak out now. They don't know what to do anymore. Unless you're in some part of these real rural areas or parts down here in Florida or Texas or Montana where you really learn that you have to be self-sufficient. You have to function when you have no power, no electricity, no support, no EMTs for a week gone in after a hurricane. Same thing when the snow, same thing in other places. There's still people that know that, but the majority bulk of the population, it has been beat out of them mentally through the school systems, through the drugs, through the fluoride, through the pharmaceuticals, through the entire training, through the welfare programs now that we have done now and giving hundreds of billions of dollars out every single year to keep people alive just so they can stay alive, and they have no incentive, no idea, no even inclination to want to work. I mean, I've always been a huge proponent of natural selection. And I know that sounds weird, but in my aspect, my ideology on it is this. If you don't work, if you don't want to work, and I mean this for able-bodied people. I'm not talking about people that maybe have some mental disorder or something like that. I got that. That's a completely different aspect of it. But in my aspect of it as well, that's part of the church to take care of. The church is supposed to take care of the widows and the children, the people that can't help themselves. That ideology is long gone out of the churches now. It's all about who can have the biggest church and the nicest jet and the most people in the congregation and the biggest budget. That's 90% of the churches now. But what I was saying a second ago is that the concept of natural selection is something that the United States government, via the globalist, has done very well to erase. The aspect of being able to survive, to function, to work, to have to strive, to make goals, to try to be the best you can be, that concept is moot now. It doesn't exist anymore because of the social welfare system, because now we have generation, 3 to 4 generations now, that have lived solely and bred solely off welfare to the point that they do not know how to work. They don't even care about working, nor do they care about being self-sufficient, because they saw their granddad and their dad and their brother and everybody in between live off welfare, get a check in the mail every month, get free food, get free cell phone, get free housing, get free public transit. They don't know any different now. And that has been the huge tool of the globalists to completely and totally bring the concept of self-sufficiency and remove it from the general population. Also, to another news, as we have seen that so much in the firearm community now, where so many people are now begging to be disarmed. The population's begging to be disarmed for fear, because they want to have security. They brought the topic of yesterday. Dad mentioned earlier with Lindsey Graham making that topic, but I'm going to elaborate a little bit further on it. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill yesterday had a huge hearing on gun control and the red flag laws that have been enacted in every state, and ideas on how to enact them in all states. As I've talked about for weeks now, Senator Judiciary Committee, led by Senator Lindsey Graham, talked about all these different people they brought in to support their case. Graham goes, I'm far more enlightened than I was before. I really can't see a reason why we can't pursue this at a federal level and to incentivize states. That's what he said yesterday. There are currently 2 bills in the Senate, one introduced by Marco Rubio Bubble Boy down here in Florida, and of course the other one by Dianne Feinstein in California, focused on incentivizing states to implement red flag gun laws. When Ted Cruz got up to discuss and actually talk against of what they're doing, a protester stood up and started yelling at him until she was escorted out of the room. She said, people are dying and you're killing them. The protester yelled at Cruz because of his lack of support for banning assault weapons. Graham said the red flag laws do not violate the Second Amendment and allow family and friends to petition a judge to remove firearms from a person who could pose a risk to themselves or others. The issue with this, and this is what Graham says, this is what he says right here. He literally talks out of both sides of his mouth, Lindsey Graham does. He goes, nobody is coming to take your guns, but at the same time, every right has limits. Wait, what? As Dad said earlier, that was the comedy quoted him on. Nobody is coming to take your guns, but at the same time, every right has limits. Now, if you guys ever learn from public speaking and from, you know, English communication, if you make a statement and in the middle of that statement you use the word but and you go on to rebuttal your first statement, you are thereby negating the entire first statement you made. You're throwing it out the window. It's like you didn't even make it. So making a statement like nobody's coming to take your guns, but all rights have limits, you're effectively saying nobody's coming to take your guns, but we're probably going to take your guns because the Second Amendment does not mean what you want it to mean. It only means what we want it to mean, and that's where we're taking this. He goes on to say here, I think passing a federal law could be a little more than the market can bear, but I think Congress should create incentives for states to pass their own red flag gun laws, meaning they want to start giving tens of millions of dollars away, the same thing that Bubble Boy Rubio has already presented, to let all the states and be incentivized to start seizing firearms without due process against individuals that they deem to be some type of threat. Now, here's the next question I bring up right now, okay? In New York, we are now banning anybody under the age of 18 from going out into a public place because they're not vaccinated. They're deeming those people to be a threat to the greater good of humanity, right? That's what they just said in that conference that I reported on here. So what happens if we now start having these vaccine executive orders that ban anyone under the age of 18 from going out in public places, which effectively strips you of all your constitutional rights? It takes the ability of you to be able to travel freely, unmolested on your way, and throws it in the garbage because they deem you to be a threat because you're not vaccinated. What happens next when they say, well, listen, this whole family is a threat to the greater good. You need to order a red flag gun order immediately on that family. You need to take all their guns away because they are possibly a threat. They are not going to want their children to be vaccinated. And when we have UPS shipment arrive on Monday and we have the nurses show up at their house with armed sheriff to forcibly vaccinate their children, they are going to be a threat and they are going to use deadly force in order to protect the safety of their children. You need to order a red flag gun order on that family immediately and all other families that are not engaging in this and that are not doing this for the greater good of humanity. Take all their guns, seize their weapons. They can get them in court a year later after they prove that they basically are good little citizens. Once they're disarmed, send the nurses in with the sheriffs, forcibly vaccinate the family, and then we'll have all the greater good of humanity that we need in the population. Does anybody else think that's far-fetched? Because I don't think it's far-fetched. Not what we have seen in the last year and a half with the gun seizures in Florida, not what we have seen with UPS now colluding with Merck, not what we've seen now in Rockland County, New York, where they're actually banning people from going out in public if they have been vaccinated. That's just my take on it, Dad. Definitely some wild stuff happening right now.
Well, let's talk about the last 2 years, Austin. Let's talk about the last 2 years with Trump. Let's talk about the last 2.5 years with the Russian collusion. Let's talk about the obfuscation of the news for the past 2 years. Let's talk about how we've had to have CNN basically talk about this stuff nonstop, make all these false claims. Now, whether Trump was in collusion with the Russians doesn't really matter at this point. It's been used as a tool to do certain things. Number one, it caused us to have massive, because of Snowden and the rest of these guys, and because of WikiLeaks, it's caused massive, massive censorship in the alt media. My YouTube channel was pulled down. Done, gone, finished, history, unless I re-up it under another name. Okay, Alex Jones yanked off over a billion views. I mean, we've had massive censorship, massive shadow banning, deplatforming of alternative news people who are telling the truth. And, you know, and say, well, you know, they're going to put Snowden in jail. They're going to put everybody in jail who's involved in all of this stuff. And I'm like, well, he didn't do anything besides just tell the truth of what was actually being done with the Democratic servers. I mean, okay, I mean, maybe he shouldn't have released it, but, you know, he wasn't really giving out information that was lies. Doesn't make any difference. Doesn't matter. They don't care. You know, Julian Assange also. I mean, all of this stuff. I mean, think about it for a second of all of this stuff that's going on with what's happened in this alternative news censorship in the past 2 years and how they've been able to do it because of the obfuscation of the news. Let's look at something else. Let's look at all the draconian gun laws that have been passed now. You know, if this would have been a primary story, Austin, it never would have gotten through. You know, we have a shooting down in Parkland with the sheriff Israel, who's been fired by our now, you know, governor of the state, and our congressional leaders in Congress here in Florida. They basically are a bunch of idiots, and they basically capitulate to Donald Trump pushing them to sign this red flag gun law stuff. I mean, what the heck, man? Who's paying for all this? All of this stuff in the last 2 years. Vaccine laws are changing. Medical martial law. We're having more and more and more heroin on the streets. We're having more wars all over the country with more billions and trillions of dollars being spent. We have all this military spending going up higher and higher and higher because of Donald Trump. We have the implementation of 5G and 6G that Donald Trump happened to tell us about with the 6G a few weeks ago. that we can't stop, that we can't do anything about. I mean, think about that for a second. We're setting up 25,000 satellites for 5G. All of this stuff, with all of this censorship, has been done in the past 2.5 years under Donald Trump, including Donald Trump banning bump stock firearms and basically going after the Second Amendment personally after he said he'd never touch it. I mean, all of this stuff is being done. Why? Because the people are being entertained by the bread and circus for the masses. This is what's happening all over the globe right now. It's not just the United States. It's because these Rothschilds, these Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferian Khazarians, whatever you want to call them, Satanists, synagogue of Satan, pick a name. These guys run it all. They run the show. They're the ones who do it, and they want to do what they want to do, bring in a one-world government and basically a new world order, you know, and basically a one-world religion. You think, well, wow, that's kind of crazy. Well, that's what they're doing. And so if you're not listening to alternative broadcasting that's talking about this, I could give you, gosh, 15 or 20 big names right now, big names that have been compromised in alt media. They've been compromised. They don't talk about this kind of stuff. They don't talk about the rebuilding of the Third Temple. They don't talk about this influence of the Masonic lodges and the Kabbalah and all of this other information. They don't talk about the Sabbatean Kabbalists. They don't even know about Sabbatean Zevi, or they won't talk about him. They don't talk about any of this stuff. Why? Because they're part of the matrix of the news system that basically keeps you confused or keeps other people confused, not my listeners, our listeners. This is the group of people that is basically controlling the energy field around the planet, because these are the black magicians of the wizards. We talked about that yesterday. Paul Craig Roberts came out with a really good article yesterday. He says the Ukrainian official has now said that the Ukraine has shot down the MH17. You guys remember that was a few years ago. 289 passenger crews were murdered by the Ukraine in order to create a propaganda attack on Russia. The filth that comprised the Western media and governments hid the truth for the sake of the Washington's anti-Russian propaganda. The security official says that his suspicions were aroused by the amazingly prompt reaction of the Ukrainian leadership, which indicated prior knowledge of the affair. Now, you guys go back and look at this. I've posted this on our website. This is amazing that you actually have a boss here in the Ukraine, security boss, admits they shot down this airplane. Now you think, well, that's old news. That's what they want it to be. They want it to be news. You know, this is crazy. This has actually happened. This is a top-ranking Ukrainian service security agent. He's in charge of ATO operations since 2014. His name is Vasily Provozov. He's just made some stunning statements to the international media and has recently escaped to Russia. In other words, he bailed out and ran out and said, I'm going to tell the truth about what you guys are doing. Guys, this is never-ending. Now, some people say, well, Trump's friends with Putin. Putin's also a Mason. He also wants the rebuilding of the Third Temple. He's had a private meeting with Netanyahu. Who in the world knows? Who in the world knows? Could all of these people, including Putin, be in collusion for this whole program? Yeah, as a matter of fact, he could be. And so you got to ask yourself a question. Who do you trust? You got to trust the Word of God, number one. I mean, if it doesn't line up with the Word, if it's something somebody's made up, you know, out of the Word, you know, and say, okay, this is what you need to believe, you got to go back to the source. A lot of these preachers, I'm not going to name names. Gosh, I have to be careful when I do that. They take scriptures and they take them out of context and they splice them together and put a piece of tape on them. And they make one scripture say one thing and they'll put a piece of tape on and add another scripture from a different context to make it say what they want to say. And they twist the Word of God to make it what they want it to be. Guys, don't let them do that to you. If you hear a preacher talking, go back and examine the scripture. Go back and go to the original Greek. Pull out the doggone Strong's Exhaustive Concordance if you need to and look at the actual meaning of the words in the Greek language for the New Testament. Very important that we all do that. If you have to go back and look at the Hebrew, you can do that too. But guys, it's so important that we understand that's for the Old Testament. That's why it's so, this is with the Hebrew. That's why it's so important that we understand what's going on and what we're being taught. I'm going to say something again. I've said it before to you guys. I'm going to say it again. You know, when we speak certain words, the Bible says we're accountable for all the words that we speak. It says the power of life and death is in the tongue. When you have a pastor who you don't know, a speaker who comes to your church or whatever, and he basically asks you to do responsive reading with him, and he says, repeat after me, and he starts saying this stuff. Guys, I don't do that until I hear what he's going to say. I want to hear the words that are coming out of his mouth. I want to hear the scalar waves, the energy fields. I want to know what the heck this guy is saying before I want to create that own reality in my own life. Does that make sense to any of you guys? as we speak, as a man, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Why do I want to speak something really negative or really weird? And I don't do that because I got caught on that years ago. I went to a with a friend of mine who said brought me to some three-day guys retreat up in Tallahassee, and it was like a spiritual awakening kind of thing. And I got involved in it, and I was there for the weekend. This is, you guys are going to kick out of this. I drove all the way from Central Florida to Tallahassee because I thought this is where the retreat was going to be. When I got to Tallahassee, I ended up, you know, having to leave my car there, and they took us all the way back to Lake City, which is 100 miles away, which is halfway home back to Central Florida for me on I-10. And so we get to this retreat, and they start telling us we have to put our watches away. We got to give our watches up. We got to take our phones and turn them off. You know, we got to give all of our personal things away. And then I'm thinking to myself, okay. Well, then they have us do this responsive reading thing. And guys, it was all literally putting a bunch of curses on yourself with sickness and disease. And I thought, what the heck, man? And then they told us we couldn't speak to each other. We had to be quiet for the next day. We were under a code of silence. And I'm like, what the heck am I in? I feel like I'm some kind of cult from hell. So I went up to my buddy who was there. His name's Dave, and he was running the whole thing. And I said, Dave, I, you know, don't really know what to say, but this isn't really working for me right now. I think I need to leave. And he goes, well, you really can't leave. He goes, you know, your car's in Tallahassee, and there's no way you can get out of here because there's no transportation for you. I said, no, you guys are going to take me back to Tallahassee. And he goes, well, we can't do that. So then they bring like a group of about five people together, have like a little tribunal, and they're circled around me like I'm in the middle of a interrogation. Guys, I'm not making this up, not making any of it up. And they start telling me how I can't leave, I can't do this, I can't do that. Now, remember, I wasn't supposed to have my gun with me, but I did. And I told them, I said, guys, I said, you know, you don't really intimidate me, and you don't really scare me, and I really don't care what you think or what you say. I said, I'm leaving. I said, I'm calling a taxi. I'm going to have the 100-mile ride back to Tallahassee, and tomorrow morning I'm going to the Tallahassee Democrat. I'm going to tell them what just happened to me out here. I got abducted. And they said, whoa, 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 don't do that. And they said, well, we'll take you back, we'll take you back. And they did. They took me back to Tallahassee. I spent the night there in La Quinta Inn. I remember it like it was yesterday. Next morning I got up and drove back home, and I thought to myself, what the heck was I just involved in? Guys, there's all kinds of people out there that are trying to get you to believe and to think whatever they want you to believe, want you to think. You've got to stand on what the Word of God says. If people want you to speak sickness and disease on yourself and on your family for whatever reasons, no. Absolutely no. And don't be involved in any of that weird stuff. Don't get involved in these cults. I already told you I was involved in that one Church of Christ cult in Tallahassee from the Call Street Church of Christ. It was from the Crossroads Church of Christ in Gainesville back in the 70s. I was involved in it for a couple of years, about a year and a half, 2 years. And finally I realized, wait a minute, this is not scriptural. This is really weird. This is really nuts, actually. In fact, this is kind of like awful. And so I bailed out of that mess. Don't allow yourself to be pulled into things like that. If the teaching that you're being taught from the pulpit is not based on biblical standards, and it's not based on the Word of God, if they can't explain things to make you understand why you should do certain ways and certain things, you need to ask yourself a question. Do I need to really be here? Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Also, I'll let you finish up today. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I hope you enjoyed the show. I had the opportunity and the privilege to pray for you again today. I ask God's protection and God's blessings on you. God bless you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. And also one last health article. I saw this, you know, as we were talking yesterday about epigenetics and how what you eat actually changes your genetics and how it actually changes your children. And it can do this. And now there's a new study published in the Journal of Nature Communications suggesting that offspring inherit the negative epigenetic changes of their parents' and grandparents' dietary habits. They said the choices a parent makes ultimately create molecular signatures that modify their own DNA and the DNA of their offspring. This is crazy because scientists from Sanford Burnham Presby's Medical Discovery Institute discovered epigenetic markers in fruit flies that influence two genes that cause obesity and heart disease. One of the best places to study epigenetic changes in fruit flies because 80% of the genes that communicate disease in humans are also present in fruit flies. So I won't go on to the whole detail of it, because I mean, it was a pretty in-depth study, which is pretty cool. But the scientists found that the epigenetic markers could be successfully reversed over the expression of two genes that protect future generations. They said when the scientists revitalized the fly's metabolism, the genes began to express themselves again, offering protection from heart problems. By activating these genes, the second generation flies reversed the damages that their parents had caused. They said the biggest culprit of the epigenetic issues was hydrogenated oil and also two other types of GMO oils that are hydrogenated. That's why we talk so much. They said the hydrogenated oil, the trans fats, are found in almost everything from baking goods to cookies, pie crust, frosting, shortening, potato chips, corn chips, tortilla chips, biscuits, cinnamon rolls, pizza crust, coffee creamer, you name it. Hydrogenated oil, a lot of time is in it. So it's so important because they're showing now, as pretty much almost all hydrogenated oil is GMO, it actually is an epigenetic changer. It changes the genetics of your body, and those genetic markers go on to your offspring and their offspring. So what you eat has an effect on your body, and it has an effect on your children's body. That's why it's so important that you try to eat the best you can. Guys, need anything? Thank you so much for the support. If you need anything, contact us at healthmasters.com. We've been so fortunate and blessed to be able to help out so many people over the years. If you guys have any questions or any concerns or any nutritional advice or any supplement advice that you need, be sure to give us a call at healthmasters.com or go on our website and check out all the different articles, videos, specials. We have lots of different stuff, including different articles that we write every single week, videos on there for free. So be sure to check those out on the website and be sure to check out all the different specials and promos that we have going on right now at healthmasters.com. We really appreciate all the support. We're in this together, guys. I mean, every time we try to do this show, we try to bring you guys the newest information, the newest intel, because we want to wake people up. That's the overall goal. I mean, we don't do this show for our health. I mean, we do it for free. There's no sponsors. You guys already understand that. That's why we have zero commercials. We have zero ads. We have zero breaks. The only person that takes care of this show is healthmasters.com, essentially, which is us. So we do the best we can because we don't want to have commercials. I hate commercials. I hate listening to commercials. I hate watching commercials. I don't want to have that garbage that I don't know what's being told subliminally advertised in my brain. And I told Dad that when we first did the show, zero commercials. We have to figure out how to fund the show. So when you fund Health Masters and you buy our supplements from us, you buy even something as simply as the Ultimate Multiple, it helps support our show. And if you guys are already buying multiple from somewhere else, you know, switch over to us, give us a try. I promise you, you'll like them. We do everything as clean and as pure and as raw as we can to give you guys the highest quality supplements in the world. So thank you for your support. You have a blessed, safe, awesome day. Have a safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.